Well, word association, Larry Fitzgerald. What comes to mind when you think of the future Hall of Famer?
Great. I mean, what he played, how many years with only like 5-6 drops? He's getting like 100 receptions a year. He only dropped the ball 5 times in like 12, 13, 14 years. That's incredible.
What's it like when you see the collection of pass catchers the Cardinals have at their disposal?
They got a good group of guys. Fast, good group of guys.
How much of a challenge is that?
That's a challenge every week. If you're in the NFL, you're good enough to be here, so it's a challenge.
Do you relish a chance to go against a quarterback like Carson Palmer, who you know is going to sling it around and doesn't mind taking those deep shots?
You like quarterbacks that throw more than run, and you get more chances at interceptions and more chance to make a play.
They only run the ball, I think, like 30% of the time, and they're the worst rushing team in the league. And you've been able to get pressure, defenses have, and Carson. Is it good if you can make them one-dimensional and make them throw basically the whole time?
That's our goal every week, to make the team one-dimensional. So at least we know what they're doing every play. But sometimes it don't happen like that.
When you look at the speed of the receivers, though, when you compare them to others you've seen, I mean, are they right up there with the fastest in the NFL?
Yeah, they are.
You're competing hard regardless, but how fun is it to sort of, when you get to go against a Hall of Fame guy like that, a big time, to sort of say, look what we can do as a secondary?
It's good. I mean, we're all young besides the safeties, Jenkins and them. They done played in the league for about 9 years. But these are guys that I grew up being a fan of. Always wanted to play against them, hopefully get a chance to play against them before they head out. You can just pick up little things that they do when they release and they run a route, how they make it different than everybody else. But everything looks the same. So it's just the savvy that those Hall of Famers or guys who've been in the league 10-plus years.
How do you cut down as a defense on the big plays you're giving up right now?
You just can't give them up. That's all.
But is it mental or breakdowns? Is it communication breakdowns or just wrong spot?
It's just a big play. I don't really know how to explain it. I know I gave up one, so that was on me. That don't have nothing to do with nobody in this locker room. Coach put me in a good position. I just didn't execute.
How quickly do you forget about it when something like that happens?
I mean, I don't forget. I keep it going, but the guys, they around me, they just like, next play, that happens, you're in the lead. You're not about to be in college where you didn't give up touchdowns. It's going to happen. And that's why I thank those guys. When I got back, I was like, man, y'all kept me going. It just tapped me on the head. Jay Mills came over like, bro, that happens. Like, next play, let's go after it again. So.
How much more comfortable do you feel getting the extended reps that you've had the last few weeks?
Comfortable. I mean, as I keep getting reps, I get more confident and more comfortable in what's going on. So.
Is there ever a moment of awe? You mentioned how you looked up to these guys, you watched them playing, were hoping to have a chance to go against them. Do you ever have a moment when you're out there like, wow, that's so-and-so line up across from me? Or do you say yourself?
I mean, not in the game. Yeah. Maybe pregame when I see him, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the great Larry. I mean, after that, it's me versus you. I ain't worried about what you did before.